working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Hey, it's a little breezy out there today, you think, anyway. Man, it's some crazy weather. Looks like everybody got some rain last night. Some places, of course, got more than others. Heard a half-inch south of Canute. I got 2 tenths there at Willow. Got 121 thousandths at Carter. And I don't know, this looks like everybody got some. The further east you go, the more you've got, of course. Looks like around Cordell and Sentinel in that area, they got more. But anyway, we'll take whatever we can get. The moisture, we got some moisture in the ground right now. We just need to keep topping it off with these little showers. But, of course, this wind's going to dry out what we got last night, obviously. Let's check out some temperatures real quick. 62 at Hollis is the warmest I've found. 57 at Eric, 53 at Arnett, 52 at Sealing, 57 at Fairview, 53 at Beaver, 48 at Goodwill. Speaking of Goodwill, right now, wind gusts are 72 miles an hour, and they've had 78 mile an hour wind gusts. Let's check out the wind in the western part of Oklahoma right now, see what's happening. Yeah, right now at Goodwill, 51 miles an hour sustained wind, 62 mile an hour gust. There at Slapout, 21 miles an hour, 28 gust. 40 miles an hour gust at Camargo, 40 miles an hour gust in Dewey County. Down in Hollis, 34 mile an hour sustained wind with 47 mile an hour gust. Same thing in Altus. They've actually, in the southwestern part, they've had the biggest gust so far today at 58 miles an hour. So it's getting it out there right now. So don't be doing nothing silly out there today. Check your chain, check your bearings. Please do not do any welding or cutting outside. Just save it for later. You know, like I always say, that gate hinge needed fixed 10 years ago. Why would you pick today to fix it? So anyway, get over that. And today is the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour, by the way. More on Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic and Dr. Mouse coming up. Big thank you to all the people that showed up to the Land Grab 30 by 30 meeting at the Elk City City Hall last night. Full house. I guess they had to get chairs in there. Standing room for anyway. Estimates had it over 100 people, which is great. They said the information was awesome. The crowd was very polite and good. Lots of great questions asked. And then Angel Cushing was on there that did the presentation last night. She was on the Exploring Energy show this morning with Sean and Butch. Did a really good job. I think from what I take from talking to people that were there last night, and talking to some people the day that I got some text messages from, I don't mean to put the heat on our county commissioners, and by no means, but you run into your county commissioner, you talk to him on the phone, you know, if you were there and you're part of this, you need to talk to them about getting this passed in each county. It doesn't matter if you're in Texas or Oklahoma or even Kansas, talk to them about looking into it. If they need information, I can help them get it hooked up with the right person to talk to Angel to talk about it. My understanding is Dewey County and Roger Mills County, has their county commissioners have already passed the deal to keep these land grabs from going on. It's part of the National Heritage deal going on where they come in and take stuff, you know, like land, surrounding lands around, well, for example, the Great Western Trail and the Cimarron Trail, cattle trails going through Oklahoma, stuff like that. It was very informant last night of what was going on. So just talk to your county commissioner about it. No need to put the heat on them, but just talk to them about it. See if you can get them talked into doing each county by county. That way the county and local governments have control over what has to do with the land, because things are going on. It'll happen, so don't think it won't happen right here in western Oklahoma or eastern Texas Panhandle, because it will. So anyway, let's go on with the cattle or the grain market real quick. Let me update it. As 10 minutes ago, everything was in the red, and it's still all in the red, including livestock. Only thing in the green today, it looks like, is cotton, and that's cotton. It's just up a little bit, but it's still around 85 cents a pound for the futures. Corn, March, 682, May, 680, July, 667, September, 612. Soybeans for March, 1534, May is 1526. July is 1516, August is 1479. Soybean meal for March, 499.90 a short ton, and May is 481.60. July is 471.20. Soybean oil for March, 60.11, 60.21 for May, 60.12 for July. Hard red winter wheat, not looking pretty decent. March is 909, May is 898. Oats for March, 368. Oats for May, 366. As I said, cotton for March and May both hanging in there at that 85 cent a pound range. All right, let's see what happened. Oh, I got a cotton report for you. Battered by drought and rising costs, U.S. cotton growers will devote more of their land to corn, wheat, and soybeans. Crops that promise higher revenue this year will sharply be reducing their cotton planting, said a survey released by the National Cotton Council. And a survey of growers indicated 11.4 million acres will be planted to cotton this year and this spring. That's 17% less than last year. The U.S. cotton industry continues to navigate an environment characterized by increased production costs, slumping consumer demand, and supply chain disruptions, said a Cotton Council summary of the economic outlook for this year. The current economic signals are reflected in the 23 survey results, as many growers indicated a shift away from cotton to other competing commodities. Growers across the Cotton Belt said they will shift some of their land out of cotton to corn, wheat, and soybeans will be the most frequently mentioned alternatives. Futures prices for most alternative crops were strong for the past year, but cotton futures have fallen more than 16% since last winter. History has shown that U.S. farmers respond to relative prices when making planting decisions, says Jody Capacci. I hope I said that right. Cotton Council Vice President for Economics. Price ratios for cotton to corn and soybeans are at the lowest levels since planting of the 2009 crop. The Cotton Council surveyed growers in 17 states starting in mid-December through mid-January, and is closely watched as an early indicator of farmers' plans for the new year. The first survey based estimate for USDA will be the Prospective Plantings Report coming up at the end of next month on March 31st. The Cotton Council released its survey results at an annual meeting in Dallas. Cotton is one of the most widely planted U.S. crops. For example, in Texas, the number one cotton producing state, growers said they will plant 6.2 million acres of cotton. That's 21% less than 2022. Growers abandoned nearly three quarters of their cotton land because of drought damage last year. Texas still harvested more cotton at 2.08 million bales. That is, and then its nearest competitor was Georgia at 1.28 million bales. Cotton Council estimated a U.S. cotton crop at 15.7 million bales this year, roughly 1 million bales larger than last. American cotton mills were expected to expand production somewhat, while exports declined modestly during the 23-24 marketing year, with the result that U.S. cotton stockpile would climb by 1 million bales to 5.3 million bales in the summer of 2024. There you go. There's your cotton report. All right, when I come back, We'll talk some livestock. I got some results from the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction yesterday. Also from Elk City last Friday. And Woodward is happening today. And Hobart Stockyards tomorrow. So anyway, be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
For generations, FFA, Future Farmers of America, have been helping our children through agriculture to grow into responsible adults. We believe and we support the work being done by our local FFA chapters and all they do to create an enriching experience for our youth. For all you do, you have our thanks. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 13th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,283 head were sold, 7 head of steers at $394, brought 256, 10 at $685, brought $195.50, 14 at $734, brought $192, 5 at $773, brought $184.50, 15 at $871, brought $178.50, 25 at $910, brought $176.50, 16 at $942, brought $174.50, 4 head of heifers at $441, brought $215, 9 at $567, brought $169, 11 at $660, brought $175.50, 4 at $668, brought $179, 24 at $809, brought $169, 49 at $858, brought $167, 5 at $1051, brought $149, butcher cows were 10 to $102.50, butcher bulls brought 72 to $115, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local Hi-Pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
FFA members across America learn in the classroom and in the field the skills they'll need for tomorrow's careers in agriculture. Whether they're rearing salmon or programming computers, these young people are gaining in-depth knowledge and practical experience.
Today and every day in 2023, we salute the FFA.
There are countless opportunities and challenges in the agricultural industry. R&R Powerline recognizes the FFA for developing their members to excel as future leaders.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Wellington, Texas, 62 degrees currently, 34% humidity. The winds are out of the west at 26 miles an hour with 38 mile an hour gusts. Your peak wind gust today so far, 54 miles per hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.28, 28 one-hundredths, and no red flag minutes today and no sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature is 45 degrees. Anyway, the ground is warming right up. It's kind of funny. I got a little message on Messenger from a farmer down there around the Frederick area just during break. His oats had come up, so he sent me a picture. And I was like, when did you plant them? And he said, a month ago, because I had just planted some Sunday. He was giving me hope already. Anyway, he just planted them a month ago, and they're up. I guess they probably come up in the last few days, I'm guessing, right? Anyway, and probably got some rain down there. So anyway, good deal for you, Mr. Steve Clark. All right, let's see what today. Today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. The clinic is proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, and is looking forward to continuing in 2023. They are excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice, providing veterinary medical care, boarding, preventive herd health consultations, and medications to all species. With spring calving time upon us, and it is, we are here to provide assistance for calving emergencies as well as any related problems that may arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects and nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2023 and look forward to building a new relationship as well. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or after hours of emergency service. Dr. Taylor Mouse, 225-0200. Anyway, lots going on around here. Later coming up here in about 10 minutes, I'm going to have a gentleman from up there in Dewey County on the show, Mr. Mike Schweitzer. He's going to be on here from Quartermaster Creek. Having a big bull sale coming up. Anyway, exciting times. Bull sales every day, everywhere. You know you're wanting it. Oh, before I get on with some cattle reports here, I was looking on social media, and a retired Oklahoma game warden posted a deal on here. We need to have one of these in every area, one in county for all I care. They had a contest over there in northeastern Missouri, and it was a raccoon contest. And what they're doing is they had a contest and had some awards and trying to thin down the raccoons to help out with the turkey population, because raccoons are very, very bad for turkeys, quail, and even ducks and geese. And so anyway, they had a two-day contest starting on a Friday evening, and I think it ended up Sunday at noon, so it was 2 days total. 993 coons were caught, 40 skunks and 40 possums. And the majority of them were trapped. And then, of course, got coon dogs out there chasing them, having some fun. 993 coons in 48 hours in one little area of Missouri. And the people that won the contest trapped and caught 163 raccoons. Anyway, so we need to have one of them because they are hard and detrimental on things around. If you've got deer cameras out on your corn feeders during the winter, you know what I'm talking about. All right, let's check out what's happening with the cattle real quick. Live cattle for February in the red today at 162. April's 164.62. June's 160.20. August 159.17. Feeder cattle for March 186.42. April 190.92. Lean hogs for February 75.67. April 87.05. May 96.07. All right, let's see what happened over here at Elk City. Last Friday, 900 head at the auction. Looks like on the steers, the two to three weights, 284. Three to four weights, 298. Had eight head out of Elk City weighing 412, brought 260. Six head out of Canute, 456, brought 237.50. And then we had some 500 weights bringing up to 204 out of Eric. Some out of Sentinel weighing 595, brought 212. Some out of Allison, Texas, 23 head, weighing 616 on the steers, 202.50. And then out of Mangum, some 631s at 203 per 100 weight. Heifer side, really good. Three to four weights, looks like they was bringing anywhere from 203 to 220. Had some out of Sayre, weighing 421, brought 224. Them were winged. Some out of Raiden, 525, brought $1.88. 565s out of Crawford, brought 193.50. And out of Sayre, some 649 weights, brought $1.72. On the butcher cows, anywhere up to 102. Bulls, up to 120. Bred cows, 1725 was the top end. And on pairs, top end was 1450. All right. Yesterday, over Clinton on I-40 there at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, 1,283 heads sold. A few here out of Cheyenne weighing 682. Steers brought $1.93. Some 848s out of Weatherford, 184.25. Out of Carter, some 910 weights, brought $1.76.50. And out of Sayre, a nice load there, weighing 942, 174.50. On the heifer side, out of Cordell, some lightweights, weighing 275, brought 213. And we got some calves, heifer calves, weighing 447, 204 was the per 100 weight. Some 660 brought $1.75.50. Some 668 brought $1.79. And some 790s, big load out of Clinton, 172.75. Cows over there, 102.50 top end. Butcher bulls, 115. And no bred cows or pairs was sold at Clinton. Anyway, so anyway, everything's looking pretty hunky-dory on the cattle market right now. Let's see what we got here from Dr. Peel before I go to break and have Mr. Mike Schweitzer on. Cattle market direction is often difficult to determine in January of a new year. Carryover cattle sales for tax purposes may mask the true underlying direction of marketing. Additionally, winter weather impacted cattle markets in late 2022 and through January of 2023. For the moment, at least, Dr. Peel says, winter weather impacts are decreasing, allowing feeder and fed cattle flows to normalize somewhat. There is, however, plenty of winter left and opportunities for market disruptions in the coming weeks. Oklahoma auction prices for feeder cattle jumped sharply last week despite larger auction volumes following the weather-reduced volumes from the previous 2 weeks. Fed prices appeared to pick up strength at the end of the last week, and box beef prices increased to the end of the week. Both fed cattle and box beef are poised to move higher as supply fundamentals tighten. Cull cow prices have advanced each week so far this year and are expected to continue very strong with decreased cow slaughter ahead. Although feedlot inventories have declined since October, cattle slaughter remains higher year over year thus far for fed cattle and cull cows and bulls. Feedlot inventories should continue to tighten and cattle slaughter should decline in the coming weeks, although continued drought conditions may slow the rate of decrease if more animals are liquidated. Beef production is expected to decrease year over year going forward as cattle slaughter drops. Steer and heifer carcass weights are currently below year-ago levels, in part due to previous winter weather. Lastly, winter weather may impact cattle markets considerably in the coming weeks, and drought conditions need to be monitored continuously as we move towards spring. The general consensus of meteorologists is the La Nina conditions are likely fade to neutral and perhaps El Nino this year, but not until the second half of the year. The remainder of the winter and spring conditions may continue to be challenging as producers grapple with limited feed supplies. Early planning for the coming growing season can be useful to develop pasture range and grazing management plans to be positioned to recover when conditions do improve. Too much grazing too early may be self-defeating in terms of long-term resource recovery and ranch productivity. How about that from Dr. Peel? Very true. We're not out of this drought. That's all I got to tell you guys. We got to make our plans. Last year, it was very obvious that you shouldn't be planting anything last spring. This spring, we keep getting these little showers here and there and just kind of things perk up. We got winter grass in the pasture and the bar ditches. We got it going on, but please remember, we are still in a drought. So be cautious with your planning for this coming spring planting season. How about that? When I come back, I'm going to have Mr. Mike Schweitzer on, Quartermaster Creek. He's got a big bull sale coming up there at Leedy. So anyway, he'll be on right after this. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Once again, good afternoon to all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 10th. 900 head were sold, 3 head of steers at 243, brought 284, 8 at 412, brought 260, 7 at 595, brought 212, 4 at 611, brought 190, 23 at 616, brought 202.50, 3 at 625, brought 181, 4 at 631, brought 203, 3 head of heifers at 332, brought 220, 4 at 414, brought 207, 7 at 523, brought 196, 6 at 533, brought 185, 17 at 565, brought 193.50, 4 at 573, brought 190, 4 at 649, brought 172, butcher cows were 35 to 102, butcher bulls brought 86 to 120, bred cows were 785 to 1725, pairs brought 700 to 1450. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sales every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 p.m. Selling 84 bulls that have been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. They got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 at a new location. From the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love huge trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing, 303-4246.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 22nd at 12:30 at the ranch near Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, Monin Dakota, Baldridge Alternative, and several other breed-leading AI sires. Also selling commercial females carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 22nd at 12:30 at Quartermaster Creek Ranch, southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHeelsOK.com. That's CoyoteHeelsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, if you guys remember, last Tuesday, I believe, I had Gary McManus on from the Oklahoma Mesonet. He's a state climatologist, and he was talking about this new update they're doing to the Mesonet. Well, it's going on today, because I was had these maps up, and I was putting my cursor on these numbers, and luckily I know what town is what, but it just come on full blast, and this Mesonet deal on the computer is so cool. I can't wait to see what it looks like on the iPhone. But anyway, I get to use the new system, and I, first time I'm chosen Cherokee up there in north central Oklahoma for the northwestern Oklahoma forecast. Right now at Cherokee, the humidity is 52, the temperature 54. It feels like 54. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 23 miles an hour and wind gust at 32. And sunrise was 7:24 a.m. Sunset is 6:12 today. 50% slight chance of showers, 62 for the high. Tomorrow, you got a 20% slight chance of showers, 57 for a high. Tomorrow night, 60% chance of showers, rain, snow, likely, 21 for a low. So winter's back, and Thursday, 40 for a high. Thursday night, 18 for a low. Friday, warms back up. No wind, sunny and 53. Saturday, 57 degrees with southwest winds, 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. And Sunday, 71 degrees. How about that? That's my new forecast for my new Mesonet update. How about that? So anyway, well, joining me right now in the studio is the world-famous Mike Schweitzer from Leedy, Oklahoma. And it's not the capital of Dewey County, but it's close to it. And so, anyway, him and his wife are the proud owner of Quartermaster Creek Angus Bulls. And you got a big sale coming up, sir. And welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, and we need to get that right out of the way. Annie is a big part of this operation. And I think when I was on here a year ago, one of the things, as soon as I got back in the truck, she was waiting on me. She said, I don't think I heard my name one time. So,
yeah, I didn't know that.
That was a little bit of a faux pas or whatever you call that.
That was my fault because I was the interviewer. Blame it on me.
But I want people to know she is a vital part of the thing. And
is she out in the truck now?
No, she's not even going to she's out of radio land here, so I mean she won't even hear it, but some of her sources maybe will tell her.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, you got that coming up, and that's Wednesday, February 22nd, which next week.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow at 12:30, and, man, you got it going on. You're going to be selling 152-year-old bulls, plus you're selling some commercial females carrying the QC genetics. So let's start with the bulls. We were talking before the show.
Yes, there is a few short-haired bulls in this group. if you remember, the weather was so brutally cold
two years ago. Yep.
For a long period of time, and so that's there. Not very many. I mean, for the sale. I mean, but a few bulls are the bush is out of their tail. We were talking also. You know, our sales are really set in stone a long time ahead of time, and whether we need a bunch of so-called low birth weight bulls, or if that's where the demand is, or it's cow bulls, we really don't have that real opportunity to change what we got going right at the whim of the. So, you know, like what I'm really saying is you know, it's like we've got this year's sale to sell. We've got next year's sale standing out there as yearlings, and when the calves we're having is 2 year, you know. So we really struggle with keeping our program relevant for down the road.
Right.
I mean, we, you know, our whole goal is to be in business 2 years from now. So with all the costs and everything that's going on right now, it's kind of getting a little bit of adjustment, but we really, you know, really is we're going to have a sale in 2 years also. So,
right.
So we aim to be in business then too. So,
and you're having the bulls right now for that sale.
Yes. We're having those calves right now. We'll have we might have 100 calves here the week of the sale, you know, so,
it's fun, though, ain't
there's
it?
There's a lot going on.
And there's a lot going on in your place right at this moment.
You bet.
And then, so let's talk a little bit about your genetics. When did you guys start having a bull sale?
Well, we've in 1998, we bought our first registered Angus heifer. And the following year, we bought 40 bred heifers from one individual, and the next year we bought 30. So in 99-2000, that was the first 70 registered cattle we had, and we just have grew into what it is today. With a, you know, it's an operation that certainly demands our attention, and so we've been at it a long time. So, you know, one of the things we're proud of is nearly all the cows. We probably raised every cow that's raised one of these bulls. We raised the cow, and we probably raised their grandmother now. And so it's a long-term process for us. We didn't just go out and buy some cows and start having a sale. We, you know, we believe we've earned the right to be...
have a sale.
To have a sale, you yeah. know. And really, you know, you're buying some of our vision instead of somebody else's vision. You know, when you buy a bull from us, you get some things that's, you know, the legacy that we've created.
You're buying a bull from some people that care.
Yeah, we really do. We really do. Yeah. I know others do too. So I mean, it's not just me.
Oh, I know.
You know, I don't want to make it sound like
that. But you're sitting here, and we're talking, and you're in the studio with me, and I've been by you guys' place, and I'm not saying nothing about nobody else, but me personally, I know you care. So yep. That's the reason why I said that the way I did. And, you know, it's no different. Bert Hudson out here, you can tell he cares. They got good bulls. Sure. But you do. You got a good operation. Question for you. If you guys just joining me, I got Mr. Mike Schweitzer on here from Quartermaster Creek. They're having their spring bull sale coming up February 22nd, which is a week from tomorrow at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy. And we're just talking about his bulls and starting out with the history of when they did this. Did you ever think genomics would come into play like they do now?
No, I didn't. And you know, it's still it's an ongoing thing. And you know, we just had the conversation last week with a guy, you know, about in the association, and it's like, you know, I want to believe in genomics, and I do. I don't know if they know everything about them. I mean, you know, because I certainly don't want to offend there either.
Right.
But you know, I love the thought of genomics. I mean, if when they hit it, you know, it would allow an outlier to get credit for what he really is.
Yeah.
And you know, many times. Well, it's just like I like the genomics in the, you know, I earlier alluded to the fact that we'd have 100 calves the week of our sale. So, you know, it's pretty obvious I'm not going to be out there weighing calves the week of the sale. We got other things to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, the genomics allows us to, when we do it on every calf we sell. We send the blood in. They make their analytics about it. You know, and they say, you know, this bull should be calving ease because of his genomics.
Right.
I just don't question it. He is.
Right.
If it lines up in my mind, you know, if his heredity, you know, I mean, look at number 140 there in that book. I think is one that kind of comes to mind. Nope, that's not him, of course, so I'll have to make up another one. 108. Look at 108.
I'm there. I'm almost there. There I am. 108.
You know, that bull, just for instance, I mean, his birth weight comes back negative. So, and then out of that horizon bull that we raised, so not only is that bull out of a bull I trust, his genomics says he's exactly what I think he is. So I feel pretty good
about that.
If you want to buy a low birth weight bull,
there you go.
I don't have a problem with recommending 108. And I just kind of let it. It has to make a little bit of sense to us as we go. But you know, I feel good about that. Even though I probably wasn't standing out there with a you know, a set of scales the day that calf was born.
Well,
you know. That's the truth of it.
Yeah, and you just brought me this catalog, yeah. And I was glancing through it while you was talking about that, And if I was looking for a bull for my cows, and I needed to increase my marbling and my tenderness and stuff like that, first bull I found that I looked at was that bull I'm looking for, number 13. Yep. And, I mean, if I were looking for my cows,
yep,
you know, and, I mean, look at the marbling, you know, plus 87, the dollar value on it was, to add to your calf, 142, fat was 0.041, and perfect. That's what I was looking for if yep. I needed a
you
bull.
You know, and that's a bull that's, you know, he's not necessarily the highest of any of those traits, but it's just a kind of a cross-section of them. And, you know, and I think we got just as good a chance of not messing this thing up. You know, if you just get into single-trait mentality, you'd have to worry about what you's doing to the rest of your herd. I mean, right. You know, and like, so if marbling becomes the only trait that we're going to worry about, even though that's very important, and you know,
I
don't want to belittle it, but then we don't want to give up the fact that these cows still have to have the economic traits of being able to raise a calf, because yeah. You know,
a dead
calf is not any good, no matter what his marbling is,
right.
or a scrawny calf.
Right.
You know, we need to still be these things still need to be cows, and
yeah,
I feel good about that we're not taking, you know, we're not taking pounds or mothering ability away just to chase a fad. And it's not necessarily a fad, but it's just something that sometimes you just have to have the discipline not to just go down every little pass, but then we have to remember that the customer's always right too. You know,
the customer's all right, but you know it's like my end of the deal. Mm-hmm. Raising cattle to sell processed customers, and raising bulls. I sell a few bulls off my place, commercial bulls, to some local guys around here. You know, I gotta look at that beef I'm selling to people. Do I want it choice? Do I want it prime? So we gotta look at that, because the consumer needs to be the happy one.
Yes.
Very
yes.
needs yes. to be happy. Well, you're just joining us. Mike Schweitzer with Quartermaster Creek is on here with me. We're going to take a break. When I come back, we'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for western, southwestern, eastern Texas Panhandle, and we're going to finish up the show talking more about the bull sale, because you even got some cows that you're selling in the deal. We'll talk about that. And it's coming up February 22nd, a week from tomorrow. Put it on your agenda at 12:30 at the ranch at Leedy. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. And that's what we want. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa Know How.
FFA members across America learn in the classroom and in the field the skills they'll need for tomorrow's careers in agriculture. Whether they're rearing salmon or programming computers, these young people are gaining in-depth knowledge and practical experience.
Today and every day in 2023, we salute the FFA.
There are countless opportunities and challenges in the agricultural industry. R&R Powerline recognizes the FFA for developing their members to excel as future leaders.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Stockman Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. Mr. Schweitzer, pick me a town in southwestern Oklahoma.
Hollis.
Hey, he hit one with the Mezzanet Center. So, Hollis, Oklahoma. All right, I'm waiting for my new thing to come up. Oh, boom, there it is. Man, this is cool. I get all kinds of information. Currently at Hollis, Oklahoma, it's 66 degrees. Feels like it's 66. Humidity is 32. You had 0.07 inches of rain today. 7/100ths rain at Hollis. And the winds are out of the west at 36 miles an hour with wind gust up to 48. It's not a very good golfing day, I can tell you that much. Sunrise 7:27, sunset 6:21. And we have blowing dust in Hollis at 70 miles an hour. There is a wind advisory till 6 o'clock tonight. 70 for your high. Blowing dust tonight. Finally, winds let up after midnight. Tomorrow, breezy, 69. Thursday, mostly sunny and 44. North winds 18 to 20 miles an hour. Friday, sunny, 54 degrees. Winds out of the north, switching out of the southwest. Won't be hardly any wind Friday. Saturday, 58 degrees, mostly sunny. The winds pick up from the south, 10 to 18, with wind gust up to 25. Looks like a great day. And 76 degrees come Sunday. How about that for February?
Well, you know, I'm ready for you to see what February the 22nd says.
I don't know. Let me go back over here to the National Weather Service.
Oh, I don't know. I was hoping the Mezzanet would be our liar.
Well, it don't go out that far.
Okay, we'll wait. Let's not look.
Let's not look because I'm a believer in the Mezzanet, and I like what they do, and they're right there with all the good stuff there, Norman, at the Meteorology School and National Weather Service. I believe in it. It can be wrong. Weather's a prediction anyway. All right, you got a big sale coming up. February 22nd, week from tomorrow at 12:30 at Leedy. Your ranch is easy to find. You want to tell everybody that may be coming that's not ever been there how to get there?
Yeah, the real directions is from the 3447 junction when it's out there south of Leedy, 6 west to the only paved road that goes south. And so take that one. 2¾ south, and then back west 2.5 miles. The headquarters and our house and stuff's right up there on top of the hill. You can see it from a little ways away. But, you know, I do caution people, and I'd like to tell everybody, follow those directions if you hadn't been there before. Because, boy, that Googler and your you'll end up on a dead-end road there and not know which way to turn, and first thing you know, it'll be sale time, and you'll be calling me asking where it's at. And
yeah,
so follow the directions.
Follow
it's
the easiest directions.
Things. It's in the book. But it's not that hard. It's not that hard.
We were out here at the Suter Farm out here west of town having a cookout one day, and I sent a pin to my wife because she'd never been out there, and she called cussing me. She was at the exit of Canute. I don't trust Google. Uh-huh. Everybody said, send me a pin. Just go west, young man. Yep. That's all you got to do. All right, so you got 150, is that right?
Yeah, we got 152 or 3 in the book. You know, by the time sale day gets here, we've lost 6 or 7 bulls that were listed here, either from injury or didn't pass the test, or, you know, we'll be 10 or so bulls short of the book when we get there, but we'll probably sell 140.
Okay.
And, you know, when they're 2, again, these things are going to be for sale. I mean, we're gonna sell them, and we're moving
they're,
on.
They're going.
They're going.
So. Well, your auctioneer is Eddie Burks. Yeah, yes. The ring man, I actually know a few of those, especially Mr. Jeff from the Angus Journal, Moffy, and Doug Paul from the Stock Exchange, and Colton Pratts, did I say that right?
Yeah, he's new.
The Oklahoma cow man.
Yeah, he's the new. He's the replacement. Chisholm Kinder has been at our place since we started. And Chisholm was a true professional, but Colton has took over that spot as being the editor of the Cowman magazine, and
right.
And with that comes ring service and some things like that. So so Colton's new, is a new young man, so he'll be a new face in that part. Eddie Burks is just a first class auctioneer, and I've told people this, you know, we strive to have a professional sales staff, and it not only helps me, but it also helps the buyers. I mean, some people think, boy, those guys are slick enough but the truth is, those guys, they know exactly where they're at. They're not lost. I'm getting what I deserve, and you're getting what you bid. You know, I mean, there's not a, and so I mean, and there, that, so I mean, a professional sales staff's a good thing for both sides of the equation, really.
What do you got? You're starting. I seen this. The sale will begin with the commercial females at 12:30. Can you talk a little bit?
Yes.
We got about 3 or 4 minutes left about the cows.
Yeah, the cows. They're actually from people that use our bulls. I have nearly 30 yearling heifers of my own that'll be in the sale. They'll be out of our cleanup bulls. They would be registered registered stock. I just sell them as commercial because.
Right.
That's it. And then we have a cooperator, Russ and Joe Cole. They'll have some nice yearling heifers. And then my brother-in-law, Monty Smith, those 2-year-old pairs will be out of their deal. And we'll sort them out of the 20 will be sorted out of a pretty good-sized bunch. So you'll get a really nice sort. And they're out of my bulls. They're longtime customers. So for one of the reasons we do that is just to show the other customers what you can raise with
out
of our bulls, and that, I mean, that everybody, so they're justifying it out of the, you know, they're just selling them as commercials, but there is premium to be had, you know, even just in the as a breeding stock or things like that.
What about if people go up there and don't have their trailer with them, and you help them out on delivery?
Oh no, we deliver them all. I mean, feel free to bring them. We're signed on to deliver them all, really. We say 350 miles of delivery, but...
You'll go 351?
We'll go 351, so don't worry about that. Just bring your pickup and come up there, and we'll get your bull to you. And that allows me to see your place. I mean, we get more time to visit delivering bulls than we do day of the sale. So that's a good thing, is to... We really enjoy delivering the bulls. Really.
Oh, yeah, and see where they're going.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, this year with the feed costs and things being what they are, we may be a little more happy to get rid of them than some years. You know, we let some of them stay around there quite a while. This year might be a year that next week be looking for
you. You better get on the plane because we're on our way.
We're coming.
Yeah, isn't it crazy what's happened the last couple of years?
Yeah, we just got to get through it and see whatever adjusts out. You know, we can't.
It's always...
the drought, I mean, with just the, you know, the just what went on. It's not so much today. It's just the whole, you know, I always think about, we had to, nobody realizes what these ranches make until you have to replace what they do, what you took for granted. And like, we made hay with leftover stuff.
Right.
We had grazing in the spring. We always have winter grass and things like that. Yeah. Last year was a year of nothing.
Nothing. No,
and it was
nothing.
Tough. It was pretty tough.
It was.
And so, I mean, I know our customers are beat up a little bit, but golly, we got a chance to see some of the best times we've seen in the next couple of years, you know, as far as prices. And
yes,
if something don't mess it up. I mean, we're on track here to maybe heal up, and, you know, you just want to be a part of it.
One more thing.
Yep.
The music's playing.
Okay.
Our time's up, but one more thing. This will be CCI Live, Bid Live Online.
Yep.
A lot of buyers already know how to get on that. And if there is a cancellation due to the weather, March 8th is the backup date. But
check our Facebook, Day of the Sale.
Yep.
If it's any question.
Mr. Mike Schweitzer, Quartermaster Creek, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. And God bless.